The widow of journalist Michael Hastings is firing back at the New York Times after the paper published an obituary that left a sour taste in readers' mouths. The Times obituary had cast doubt on the accuracy of Hastings' profile of General Stanley McChrystal. It read, an inquiry into the article by the Defense Department Inspector General the next year found insufficient evidence of wrongdoing by the general, his military aides, and civilian advisers. The Inspector General's report also questioned the accuracy of some aspects of the article, which was repeatedly defended by Mr. Hastings and Rolling Stone. Zach, what do you make of this? Do you give the benefit of the doubt to Rolling Stone?
Certainly. I mean, if you go through the Inspector General report that they're referring to there, of course the Inspector General doesn't confirm every last detail that Michael Hastings got in his report, because the people who said things that were inflammatory and controversial in the report aren't just going to turn around and tell the IG, yes, I did that, and the military should fire me for doing so.
But wait, is that the only way to corroborate it? Surely the Inspector General talks to a third party, doesn't he?
Certainly, I think so. And if you go through the report, you can actually see that people, the IG actually says, in many circumstances, we confirmed that the basic substance of the exchange took place, but perhaps not in the precise context in which Hastings portrayed them. I think it's absurd to look at an IG report and say, okay, it's supposed to corroborate every detail of an incredibly damning story about the government. The IG is trying to get to the truth of these things, but they're conducting an investigation after another journalistic investigation has taken place. The evidence is going to be different a year or several months after the actual story comes out, and that's basically what the IG report said. I think the Times is really grossly mischaracterizing this, and has grossly mischaracterized it for a long time, as a report that somehow cleared McChrystal and the military leadership in Afghanistan of any of the charges that actually took place, that were launched in the Hastings piece.
Why would the Times do it? Are they just mistaken, or do you think that they're just towing a political military line?
It's hard to know. I mean, as a journalist, I will say it really does suck when you cover something for a long time and then some punk comes in and just blows up all your reporting and does a much better job than you.
Sour grapes from the Times.
Yeah, and that's what, when you get your clock cleaned like that, you just kind of suck it up and say, well, that was a great story, and move on. The Times really seems to have really, this has been the editorial position of the newsroom for a long time. The piece that they have on the IG report, which is years old now, still says, IG report clears McChrystal. I mean, that's not what the IG report did. Right. So I think the edit, for whatever reason, the Times just has journalists that have interpreted the scene a lot differently than Hastings and Rolling Stone have, and they can write whatever obituary they want. I think ultimately most people remember the Hastings piece, and the Hastings piece had a lot more impact on the public debate than the obituaries.
And maybe an obit is not the place to air that sort of stuff anyway.